Guys, they can't hear us. It's horrible. I don't know why. I was so good. All right, let me re-roll that. Let me do that again. Hello and welcome to today's Christmas-themed episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
Santa Christmas-themed hello.
Yeah, there Santa, you go. That was so Santa-themed.
Hello as well.
As well. All right, well, I hope you liked the Christmas decor. It was all made by Sam. Thank you, Sam. And
nice
today,
job,
we're talking about Apple. Apple suspends sales on Apple Watch Series 9 in the U.S. What? By the way, hello to Ultra Lido Mario and Math Thrive Tutoring in the chat. They were asking for map making Monday, guys. I don't know. Do we do it? Do we do map making? It's funny that they knew that they remembered, which was cool. Maybe we'll look into it. We'll see if we can do it. We'll see if we can tweak the settings and maybe start that series up again. But we won't make it like the title and thumbnail. It'll just be something we do at the end. But let's look into that. We might do it at the end of today's episode. But let's get into our headliner for today. So yeah, Apple suspended their sales on the Apple Watch Series 9. Do you guys have an Apple Watch?
No.
No.
I have one, but it's like the really, really old one. Like it's the Series 3, and I haven't used it in a very long time. Why did they suspend the sales? Don't they want sales? Is there just not enough? Like sometimes what companies will do, and if there's not enough supply, they'll just cut off the sales so that they can't run out, you know, so there's still enough for other countries. But so let's see. So inventory will be pulled from Apple retailers after December 24th. Neither watch will, so the Ultra 2 models and the Series 9 will not be available for order from the U.S. As of 3 p.m. Thursday. I guess that's why. I guess it's because they don't have enough, but I guess they would just sell out. I wonder if there's violated.
Andrew,
yeah.
They do have enough.
Yeah.
So what happened was some people at this health company called...
Oh, I see this now.
Yeah, Massimo, they were like, you guys kind of stole our idea, bro.
Yeah, so apparently something with the blood oxygen feature is violating a patent by that company, and they have to stop selling it before I think this is saying the 26th. That was saying the 24th. So this is very interesting. I've never heard anything like this before. But yeah, all right. Well, if you want an Apple Watch, specifically a Series 9, I think the other models are fine, and you want it for Christmas, tell your parents. If you're going to buy this for me, make sure to do it now. Or if you want to buy it for yourself, make sure to do it now, because it is almost going to be pulled away and you'll never get to order it. Well, at some point you will, but right now, no. That's crazy. All right, we'll keep you updated on that, see if there's any developing news for that. Let's see, what else? What other topics we have for today? It seems like Discord had a winter-themed update. Steven, our Discord guy, you want to tell us a little about this?
So, from what I know, they updated the call sound. So, like, if I called you now, it'd be a cool, like, little winter jingle. It sounds really nice.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Maybe after this, you'll have to call me, Steven, so I can hear it. That's pretty cool. Also, we got not just a history technology fun fact. Sam and Steven don't even know this. We also have a just plain old fun fact that I found. And we also, over the weekend, we launched TSARP's new correspondent program, which I had kind of talked about doing in a TSARP episode. Like, I was kind of brainstorming live. And basically what it is, we have a list of people that are really knowledgeable in different subjects. So, for instance, GimKit, we even have a Sonic guy. We have, like, a Kidoyo person. We have just a plain old Scratch coding which is Joseph Pizza Coder. He was on here a few episodes ago. So basically what will happen is this Wednesday, we're going to really start it with the GimKit correspondence, but we'll pick one of them to come on here, and they will bring you the GimKit news, because they probably know more than us about all this. They're also going to be working on some extra special projects for you guys. So, like, one we're currently working on, I'll spoil, not a spoiler, but, you know, I'll let you know. We're currently working on a project that will automatically go to GimKit on Wednesdays, get all of the items in the item shop, and then automatically post it to Twitter, and hopefully YouTube, and then you'll, and I'm thinking maybe we'll even create a different account and call it, like, you know, GimKit item shop update, or, you know, something like that, and every week that's all it does is just post the new item shop automatically. And yeah, so, like, that's fun little projects like that. If that's interesting to you, join the Discord, let us know. But that's what we're doing. All right, what else we got here? Let's do our fun fact. All right, before we get into the history fun fact, let me do the fun fact that I found. All right, so a lot of you know Kidoyo, some of you. Some of you just have heard us say it.
Wait, what's that?
But some of you have heard us say it and don't know what it is. Well, this episode doesn't allow for us to go fully in depth, but they are a platform that allows you to learn how to code and code online. They have certified mentors that help you code. A lot of cool stuff like that. But anyway, their app, Color by Code, which is really meant for preschool and kindergartners that want to get the fundamentals in coding, right? The very basics. It's called Color by Code, and they have just crossed over 2 million solutions submitted and feedback generated. And for those that know Kidoyo, that's like a crazy mark. Like, there's 2 million solutions. I mean, I guess I was a few of those. Steven, Sam, you were a few of those.
I was a couple at least.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of solutions. And that's that's like 2 million school assignments on programming that just scrapes the surface of what Kidoyo does. So, this really wasn't meant to turn into a plug, but, you know, we can't stop plugging Kidoyo. If you guys do want to join, get signed up. It's $95, but with our referral link, you get it for 1 year and some bonus content in there. So go look in the description. We got a little link down there for you. Speaking of links and QR and code, not QR codes, codes, I just checked, Steven, this is interesting for you. You know the cubicle and how we got that code?
Yeah.
I just checked today and it is still working. So if any of you want a Rubik's Cube for Christmas, it's probably a little too late. Or if you get some money from Christmas and you want to order on the cubicle, use code TSARP at checkout and you will get 5% off, which is pretty cool. That's the cubicle, thecubicle.com, and at checkout, use code TSARP. We also have like Makey Makey and all that stuff. I think it's all in the description. So all our coupons are down there. All right. Let's start off with you, Sam. All right. So we have two history fun facts. You want to do, actually, the first one's kind of, well, it's a Steven or Sam thing. But Steven, if you want to do the first history fact we got there, go ahead.
All right. So 1,000 days ago today, I mean, not today, sorry, my bad. 1,000 days ago, the John Wick skin was last seen in Fortnite. You know, epic John Wick skin from like 2018.
Yeah, I remember that.
The last time it was seen was 1,000 days ago, which is like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
That's a lot. That's maybe a little over three. Well, yeah, a little over 3 years, but
it's older than me.
All right, I hope that's not older than you. If so, that's very impressive that you know this much English and you can do all this with computers and whoa, that's crazy. All right, yeah, pretty cool. Never got the John Wick skin. Maybe one day if they bring it back. All right, Sam, you want to do the second one?
Sure. So 25 years ago today, the first Mario Party ever was released in Japan. Like, this started a whole thing.
I have one of the latest Mario Party games. I don't know if it's the latest, but Steven, I probably should have saved this one for you. You want to give us some of your Mario insight on this?
I don't know what kind I could give other than that's a lot of days.
Have you played Mario Party?
Yeah. The first one, I haven't actually played the first one. I've watched it though, and in all honesty, I think it looked really good for its time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I played the latest one. Oh, Math Thrive saying I played Mario Party 1 as a kid. Whoa. I played the latest one just a tiny bit. I never really got into it because I got it right at the end of like my Mario and Nintendo days, and then I really haven't touched that console in a while, which is sad. I should probably get back into it over the break. We got winter break, Christmas break coming up. Very excited. By the way, I forgot to mention, you look at the sun in the top right corner. Eric has a Santa hat along with us. And also, I don't know if you noticed it, but the T-Sarp logo has an ornament. Again, thank you, Sam, for doing all that.
Wait, so you know how Derek is like the pirate, Eric?
Yeah. What's the
what Christmas is this guy called?
We need a Santa. I think there might be a Santa, Eric. Maybe we'll have to see one of those. Yeah, we should really make like a publicized all the Erics, like as a website, but we'll have to do that one of these days. All right, let's move into our topic, speedrun. We talked about Apple, we talked about Discord, we talked about Mario Party. What we didn't talk about though, I don't know who this is, but Steven, I think you do, James McCaffrey.
He's a famous voice actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so sadly, Jay, we are always announcing people dying. This is very depressing. This is our second
Mr.
death.
Ferrar is no longer with
us. Mr. Ferrar is gone, industry. Guys.
He was not in school today.
When we did it. He hates when we say that. I think he was sick.
No, he was in school. He just forgot to turn off invisible mode.
He was in school yesterday. And, well, not yesterday.
Yes,
Friday.
Yesterday.
And maybe he'll be there tomorrow, but we won't say about today. All right. Anyway, James McCaffrey, a famous voice actor, sadly passed away today. We just announced, like I said, maybe a week or two ago, that Charlie Munger died. And that was very sad. That's someone who I knew, not personally, but like who he was a lot. All right, let's do our final speedrun topic. Apple experiments to let developers offer discount bundles on subscriptions. That's pretty cool because coming up in the Christmas season, right, a lot of app developers are, you know, really, they have apps out there or they might be releasing apps, and a lot of apps nowadays have subscriptions, and they can't, apparently up until now, you couldn't have discount bundles, basically like a bundle of subscriptions and then a discount on those, but now you can, and that's really cool because now you can get them a little cheaper, you know, maybe 25%, 5%, 10%, 50% off. So that's pretty cool.
What if we have a T-Sub discount code for 95% off?
For 95% off absolutely everything on Amazon. It's crazy. You know, I know Jeff Bezos. No, I don't. We should run a discount on the T-Sarp merch store, which again is linked in the description below. Also, I completely forgot to say it, but thank you all. No, wait, I'll say it, but it's not right. Like, it's, you're gonna think I'm ending the episode, but I'm not. Thank you all for watching T-Sarp in general. Not that this is the end. But if you wanna watch some more, you wanna know when we're getting around. I just saw the subscriber count went up to 134. But if you were not that person and you aren't subscribed, if you wanna subscribe, leave a like. That would mean a lot to us. Retro Gaming in the chat says hi. It's me, Andrew. Chris. I don't know. Is that saying that their name's Chris or Andrew?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
I think your name is Andrew.
Yeah, I think that's, they're talking, I can't, I got it. They're talking about me. I'm Andrew. That's Chris. No, I'm Chris. I got it.
Yeah.
I figured it out. Shout out to Chris from school. All right. I guess that's,
I know what Chris is talking about.
I assume what Chris.
Oh, that's Chris.
Yeah. But I assumed to begin with. But anyway, shout out to Chris. All right. Yeah. So by the way, we got the subscriber count in the bottom right. Maybe we'll Christmas that up too. Maybe let's see. Oh no. I would try to do it, but I can't. Let's see.
Sam had the greatest
idea.
Get,
maybe we'll get some Christmassy stuff in there. But yeah, so the subscriber count's in the bottom right. When you subscribe, that goes up live, which is pretty cool. We also have the stream emojis, which I'll put in the chat, but that is always in the description for you guys. And when you go to the description and you get the link, or you're about to see it in chat.
Oh, wait, the link is broken.
The link is broken. Let me fix that up. I knew about that, and then I forgot to fix it, actually. All right, it is now fixed, and it's also in chat. Thank you, Retro Gaming, Chris, and Ultra Little Mario for subscribing. That is the stream emoji link. So when you go to that link, you can actually press some of those images, and those will show up live during the stream on the side. So there's Eric, there's a GIM, there's a controller, all of that really cool stuff. All right. So we promised to attempt to do a map making Monday. So maybe let's do like a really small, we'll keep them to like small little games because I can't commit to doing them every week. We can try. If someone reminds me, we can try. But let's see. So I'll let you all see my screen. There you go. And let's take a look at the creative menu. So now, we talked about this a little while ago, but there's Discovery in here now, which you can go and play other people's creative maps. Which is pretty cool. There's trending, and then there's new releases. I like new releases because not everyone, you know, that's how are you going to find the games if you don't go to, if they're not on trending, right? Well, you go to new releases, and then those games might end up on trending. And then there's random ones too, grab bag, recently played. And then there's even, you can just search for a map. But that's not what we're doing today. I'm using my three slots. What if I just delete, let me delete TSARP World. And then let's start a new one here. What's a really simple game to kind of just... to kind of just learn the basics. The problem with this, and I was going to message Josh, but they're very busy, so I don't know if he could do it, is try to make it so we can just give some people the permission to edit, and that would really allow us to do Map Making Monday. But the problem is we would allow Sam and Steven to edit, we wanted everyone to edit, and then there's just going to be those people that mess it up for everyone. But let's see. Let's make a little game here. What floor should I do? Let me do a simple lab floor. Let me go with the blue. All right, let me make sure that's on blue. Let me make a little floor here. And maybe, what should the first game be? Let me brainstorm this. Maybe as a simple little game, just to learn the idea, maybe we could make a little place to... we could make an answering questions place. Maybe when you answer those questions, what could it do? You could, let's give me a theme. Maybe
you get $1.
Shoot, let's do a sneakerhead game. You earn sneakers. You collect sneakers. I'm not a sneakerhead, but I know a lot of people are. That just randomly came to mind. So that's what we're doing here.
I have a sneaker.
Hey, Steven, you like sneakers. You have a lot of sneakers, right?
No, not really.
Well, you have nice sneakers. That's one thing. You know how to pick good sneakers.
I just kind of look at what I like.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it, guys. All right, let me get a question thing in here. Questioner. And let me put that, let me try to get it right there. Perfect. And then I can now go get questions over there. What else do I want? I want, let's get some, we need some money, right? To give us this, buy sneakers. Let's do a little sneaker shop. Let's get some terrain in here to get you to the sneaker shop. And Lance, should I do dirt? I could do a few different things. Let me just do metallic. I got a interesting looking hall here. And then the craziest thing, guys, the sneaker shop's right next to you. It's insane. It's crazy how close it is nearby. You live right near the sneaker shop. So let's
That's crazy.
It honestly is crazy, guys. And then you can put that over there. Perfect. So now when you go to the sneaker shop, maybe we can have a little And maybe the sneakers shop, the sneakers represent, you know, maybe how many points you get per click or whatever it is, right? Let's just keep it simple for today, though. So let me add in a button, right? And then these allow you to that. That's going to be our basic sneaker right there. So I can go over here and hopefully I'll be able to click that. And now to do it, let me go over to the question and modify this. Can I add questions answered correctly? Transmit on give money, right? And I should be able to then add something else over here. Let me go up here and add in a money giver. Money, can I just search money or is it item? I think it's the item.
I think it's granter. Item giver.
Yeah, item granter. And then would this then work? When receiving on money, give money. Perfect. Item to grant, I want money. And then this is, oh, wait, that's not one. Is it like there is a built-in money, isn't there? It's like...
Yeah, it's called cash.
Oh, cash. That's what I was thinking. I was like, money, coins, it's cash. All right, so we got that. And then how much? One. All right. So now we're gonna go to the questionnaire, and then it's gonna give us money. And then I want to be able to go over here. I'll press that button, and it will. Is there a way to see? It should take. I want it to take the item from you. No. Item. Item smaller inventory, keep track of how many of a certain item. Yeah, I do want that. Is that it? Device used to sell items to players, sell them to players. Let me do the item inventory manager. Maybe this is it. And then if I, item, it's cash. And then is this manager active for players by default, active when receiving on... No, I think that's good. Show item alerts. Okay, so what set? Is this do something? I forget. All right. I just want that to give. People are probably saying in the chat, but I don't have the chat window open. Should probably open that. To create. Okay. I just need something to then check if the player has money and there are cash.
You can do that. You can do that with the vending machines.
Can you? Let me look at this. Vending machine. Device used to sell items to players?
Yeah, and then there's options in the edit mode where you can check.
Oh, right, because you buy it with the cash. I don't know. I'm not thinking. Hold on. Okay, I figured it out. Thank you, Steven. I was breaking it down into too many steps, not realizing that there's just something that can do it all at once. So, M, and then bring that guy over here. All right, and then we're gonna do it a little bit per day, you know, so I just learn a little bit as we go along. And then grant item, required item is cash, and the required amount, this is the basic shoe, so we're gonna do 5. And then granted item, I don't think there's shoes in this game, so what we're gonna have to probably use a little
imagine.
Is there a shoe? I don't think there is. We might have to improvise. No, there's no shoe, but there should be. And then
just say there should be a shoe in this game.
Should be a shoe. There absolutely should be a shoe. What looks like a shoe? I need to look at the items. Watermelons definitely look like a shoe. What's something they do have? What if it's like a fruit? What if it's just like a fruit collecting game? Don't you love fruit? What else they got?
I'm a fruit head.
I'm a fruit head. I don't even... it's gonna... yeah, there you go. No, I want something. I could get grapes. I could get seeds. What's PML? I don't know. Quantum portal. Not what I want. Watermelon. Water. Water's great. Zapper. Let's just pick something. Let me go with the ticket. Ticket to be simple. Maybe we'll go with
I'm a ticket head.
Watermelon. Watermelons are great. Let's keep it simple. Let's do fruit. And now, if we play my fantastic world-class game, all right, I should be able to go over here, answer the questions. I'm so proud of this. I told it to give me the cash, right? Yeah, sample question, correct answer. Yeah, all right. Now, do I have my one cash inventory? No.
You need to connect wires.
But I thought I did the broadcast thing, you know? Like the...
Oh.
Huh.
I don't know.
Click the modify. Question answered correctly. Oh, I never put that in there. Now it is. And that should do it. Hopefully. I think it was connected on the other end, too. Correct answer. Close. Inventory. Cash. Perfect. All right. And I got one. So now let me do another. Let me get one more. Correct answer. Another. And two more. And if I counted correctly, that should be all that I need. I can go over here and I got a watermelon. Look at that. I'm getting so good at GameKid Creative. And that's going to do it. We'll keep advancing on this. Next week, we'll add some more fruit. We'll do a little that.
Strawberry.
What? We could do a strawberry. You know, I'll message Josh, see if they can put it on the list. But I know how busy they are, so I don't know. But yeah, I wish there was a way that I could just be like, Retro Chris, give him this permission. Obviously, that would be you and you, Sam and Steven. But from what I know, I can't do that because we checked a while ago and that wasn't possible. Permissions, control who can make changes. Yeah, but it's really what other players play. It's not who can.
Just give us the code and hide it on stream.
I could do that. But then we can open it up, right, to other people to play. I could easily do that. I'm just going to have to make sure I never give it away because that would be a pain. But yeah, we can do that next week, and hopefully that will work. All right, well, thank you all for tuning in today for that surprise GameKit. Didn't know that was going to happen. Thank you all for watching. We do this every day at 4:30, so tune in tomorrow, and we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve.
Eve, 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 Eve. I'm not going to count. Bye.